All right, let's get to the resolutions. That's right, the Republican GOP resolutions going into the convention, the resolution committee is bringing forth, and we're looking at 7-1 votes on a lot of what we're talking about here. But let's I've got 15 of them. I mean, that's what went out. We've got the time between now and the end of the show to go over each one. Resolution number one, in support of education freedom. You know, the whereases. Whereas a number of American parents are seeking alternatives to traditional public schools, and many are inhibited by financial constraints. And whereas public funding for education comes from the pockets of taxpayers and is meant for educating students, not for maintaining the status quo education system. And whereas using tax, you get the point. The whole whereas thing that they're doing here is about, hey, taxpayers pay in, why can't they get it for private education? So let's get to therefore be it resolved. The North Dakota Republican Party recognizes the necessity of educational reform that empowers all families to choose their education providers, whether it's public, private, charter, or homeschool, that best meet the education needs. And therefore, be it further resolved that the North Dakota Republican Party urges legislators to pass a bill that provides for universal school choice that contains strong protections and government regulation for private, charter, and home schools. What they're doing is they're funding private schools. I mean, just say it. Whereas, you know what? We want to fund private schools with public money. I'm asking you, is that something you're for? Now, understand this, right? Understand this. Many of the schools we're talking about don't accept children unless they're of a certain faith. Many of the schools that we're talking about have children with special needs not welcome. Don't come in. We don't want you. The public schools have to accept all of that. The public schools have to make sure that whoever needs a public education, they get it. If you have a problem, North Dakota GOP, with the public school system, and if you have a problem with how it's funded, then number one, fix it. You're sitting on $10 billion. Invest in the public school system instead of who many of you are, who are using private schools to educate your children in a very exclusive club and now want the taxpayers to pay for it. Many of you need to take a step back and help us who pay property taxes and invest more money into public schools. So my question of you, the general public, is this. Do you believe that we should be using taxpayer dollars to fund private schools? Is that what the majority of you believe? Because if you do, these guys are your guys, okay? Now, let's talk about resolution in support of medical freedom. This is resolution number two. Now, what this it talks about is the government's response to COVID-19 pandemic. They're mad because certain people were required to get immunized for COVID-19. They're mad because the government recommended people get immunized from COVID-19. But it goes further than that. Let's get to the whereby, because they make the CDC out to be a communist organization. The Center for Disease Control is no longer something that is out there to try to help us. As somebody who saw a lot, many people we know, double digits people we know, die from COVID, let me just say that these people who don't think it was a pandemic, that don't think it was a problem, I guess I'm supposed to be polite too. But where was your head? And how far was it shoved up there? Because COVID was a pandemic. It was a problem. And it took the life of my friends, the people I know, people in my life. And so thank you to the people that developed the vaccine. Thank you to the people that now, if you get COVID, it no longer is as life-threatening as what it was. Thank you to the CDC. But let's get to this. The North Dakota Republican Party urges elected officials, healthcare providers, public health officials, and all citizens to beware of the dangers posed by automatic obedience to the recommendations of the CDC, FDA, and other official agencies, and urges the consideration of qualified, independent voices who disagree with government-approved medical narrative. So what we're going to do, it goes on, North Dakota Republican Party affirms inherent right of individuals to make medical and healthcare decisions on behalf of themselves. So if you need to be vaccinated for polio to go to school, for the mumps, for the measles to go to school, you no longer have to. That's what that says. That's what that says, that sheer independence by you through your rights don't affect anyone else. Does any of these individuals in the North Dakota GOP, any of them realize how fortunate they were that they were vaccinated? And do they care about any other individuals that could contract what they're looking to get back into society? Polio, mumps, measles. I can go beyond and beyond. I mean, do they even care? How in the world, do you remember them saying that you can fix COVID by light? Do you remember them saying that you could just use, basically a detergent to fix COVID? Do you remember them saying that when it comes to COVID, it's completely overblown, that you can't die from COVID? Do you remember them saying that? And here's the big one, which they should have realized time would fix. Do you remember at all them saying that women wouldn't be able to get pregnant after the vaccination? That women wouldn't be allowed to have children after the vaccination? I guess time might have proved them wrong. But I will tell you this, I'm proud of the fact my mom had me go to school with my vaccination card, because this says no to that. Let's get to resolution number three. Resolution on illegal aliens and border security. It goes by and it describes all of these problems, some of which are true, some of which aren't. It doesn't mention the fact that we should prosecute employers. It doesn't get to that. It doesn't mention the fact that in many cases, these individuals have been put to work by many people that are going to attend the GOP convention. But it does get down to the part where it says the Republican Party of North Dakota calls upon the North Dakota legislature and the United States Congress to pass immigration reform to create an efficient and fair system for those who enter our country legally and work for the American dream. So let's go beyond that. Let's go to what Republicans in the United States Senate negotiated as exactly what they said. And then Donald Trump came in and said, don't vote for it. You can't pass it. That was legislation that began the very process. And it was Republicans that got the details through on that. So the North Dakota Republican Party is saying do that. And then in the same breath, they're saying you have to support the president when he says you shouldn't do it. Which one is it? All right, which one is it? Let's get to number four, resolutions to defund diversity, equity, and inclusion. Okay? So what they don't want is they don't want in any way, shape, or form anyone to be sitting there looking and having a conversation about whether or not we can have diversity in certain areas. I mean, this is what it talks about. It's basically getting to the fact that we don't have to promote and support civil rights. I don't know about you, but in 1960, when we moved forward on this, I look at it and think it's a pretty good thing. It's a pretty good thing. And I think for many of those that weren't born in the minority, that were born with that silver spoon in their mouth, I think it's pretty easy to beat up those individuals who weren't. Those individuals who had to deal with the prejudice that many in America have had to deal with. But you know what? We don't care about that anymore. We're going to defund anything that looks at that. I'm only on five. Okay, so let's go through them one by one so you understand. It says resolution on energy freedom for America. Now, there's a number of these that they're parts of it that I agree with. There are. I mean, some of the things in this energy freedom for America, I believe with. I don't think that you can solve America's energy problem until you're ready. And so there are things that I think are here that I would have to agree with. And so I don't agree with how everything's funded. I don't agree with how they believe in the resolution about making sure that money goes to certain people, which is really what they're defining. But, you know, five, I could support five if you go about that. Number six, establishing equal protection for the unborn. Okay. Now, this is the one that got all the attention over the last couple of days. Resolution number six ends, if the Republicans had their way, ends in vitro fertilization. That's what this resolution does. And this resolution makes it the crime of murder if, in fact, you do that. If you, once you're pregnant, disregard or disperse of, I don't know the right way I want to put this, get rid of your eggs. Right? Your fertilized eggs. That this would make you a murderer. Period. Plain and simple. This would make anyone who drives a woman to that an accessory to a murder. If you're the Uber driver, you are an accessory to a murder. Now, everybody's giving credit to those big, hard pro-lifers that, you know, after the Dobbs decision, actually before that, have been taking away whatever rights a woman has here. But you know what? They might be go around saying this resolution goes too far. They're the ones that caused it. The Yana Murdals are the one that caused this. They didn't put anything together with any consideration towards what could have happened. And now they're mad that they have a policy that goes towards it. The Republican GOP Policy Committee is telling those of you and individuals in your life who have utilized in vitro fertilization that you're a murderer. That's what this policy clearly does. That's what was stated by a member of the policy committee yesterday, Jim Jonas, state representative. That's what's said by some of the more conservative members of their caucus. Number six, the beliefs that the North Dakota GOP policy committee has on behalf of the North Dakota GOC thinks they are murderers. Let's go to number seven, the resolution opposing carbon capture. Now, what you're seeing in this resolution is the fact that any potential offer by these ethanol plants to capture carbon and disregard of it, and not disregard, but deal with it by putting it back into the ground in what science is saying, or many scientists are saying, a safe manner, that should be illegal. The North Dakota Republican Party supports legislation that prevents the infringement of individual property rights without the compensation and provides legislative oversight of administrative rules that carry the force and effect of law. I agree with that. You shouldn't be able to access people's lands without compensating them. I agree with it. But they oppose carbon capture and storage. Which one is it? I mean, should people be compensated for a pipeline to do this and then not have the company be able to do it? You farmers that are raising corn, read resolution number seven and ask yourself if you, who get a premium for your corn by selling to ethanol plants, believe in a resolution from the North Dakota GOP party that says you can't deal with carbon sequestration. Do I believe that this pipeline could have done a better job of getting word out originally? You bet. Absolutely. Do I believe that farmers, landowners, anybody should be compensated for crossing their land? You bet. But do I believe that there's science behind and we should at least be talking about carbon sequestration and dealing with carbon sequestration? Yes. Yes. What in the world is wrong with that? So for you ethanol plant customers that are selling corn, read Measure 7. More coming your way. Welcome back to News and Views. We're going over the North Dakota GOP policies that the policy committee is presenting to the convention. And these are going to be positions of the North Dakota GOP. We're going through them one by one, all 15. Maybe I got to pick up the pace a little bit. Resolution number 8, abolishing property taxes. And so basically what they're getting at, get rid of them. They're supporting the measure to the measure that people out there getting signatures for to eliminate property taxes. Well, how do you pay for it? Tell me how you pay for it. I mean, don't just sit there and tell people you're going to eliminate one of their funding sources as a county, as a school, all of that, and just completely eliminate property taxes. I'd love my property taxes to go away, but how are you going to pay for what you need as far as government needs? You don't say that. You don't say that at all. It's easy to just sit there and say eliminate property taxes. But you're sitting on $10 billion, and nowhere in here do you mention that the supermajority that you have has actually invested in areas that would eliminate or at least reduce property taxes. So you're a hypocrite. You're a complete hypocrite. Let's talk about sexual orientation and gender identity. This one's easy, right? You beat on it. There's a very small minority. Forget about what the doctors speak to. Forget about all that. I mean, forget about the fact that some people have struggled and the highest rate of suicide is amongst this group. That doesn't matter. They're just not welcome in society. That's what Amendment number 9 does. Number 10, resolution on privacy. Unlawful data by the U.S. government so they can't find out personal data about you. Okay, fine. But really what they're getting at and what they're going to talk about later on here as well is the IRS. They don't want people to know exactly how they're using jets, airplanes. They don't want people to know how they're using the type of things that you get a tax break for, a tax elimination. It's a business expense for your own personal use. This is a you have money, the others don't kind of resolution. Number 11. I mean, I'm okay with government not getting and individuals not having access to information that they shouldn't. Trust me. If you can find a way to deal with it, go for it. Resolution number 11. Safeguarding parental rights. Whereas North Dakota educators have publicly expressed a willingness to defy state law by keeping important information about students from parents. Where? I want to know where. You tell me where. Where did that teacher break that law? And then let's talk about punishment that goes with it. I mean, so they're talking about students with sexual identity issues. They're talking about students that might be gay. They're talking about students that seek counseling, that seek help. But where in the world have you found people defying state law? Let's find them. Name them. I want to know. Or are you too scared to call them out? You're talking about individuals here, right? You're not talking about school districts. You're talking about Abby as a teacher pointing out and dealing with and helping a student struggle with sexual orientation. Where? Who? Because you already got the law in place. Okay, resolution on monetary policy. And what we're talking about is deficits. What we're talking about here is the government dealing with deficits. The North Dakota Republican Party urges the North Dakota legislature and the United States government to support legislation to prohibit deficit spending. You know who raised the deficit the highest in his 4 years? Do you know who it is? I think you do. Donald Trump. Donald Trump, out of any president since FDR, I believe, and it might have been with FDR, has raised and brought this country into deeper debt. There's no way, if you believe that liberals spend money and Republicans save, that liberals believe in more government and Republicans don't. There is no way that you can possibly say, It's numbers, folks, that Donald Trump wasn't the one that added to the debt the most. So I'm assuming that when you bring this resolution forward, you're going to mention that fact. I'm just assuming that. Or are you going to ignore it? Okay, resolution opposing cronyism. North Dakota Party calls upon the state of North Dakota to ensure that the government contract bidding process in conducive to participation for all businesses and that results of the process are transparent and readily available to the public. Amen. All in. I am all in. So let's talk about what the North Dakota Republican Party has done. When it comes to contract work, they have put together in place rules that only certain people can adhere to. Let's talk about Odney Advertising. Odney Advertising is one that, and I'm not talking about as much now, because it seems to be and appears to be a different Odney now. But under Pat Finken, who is incredibly powerful in the state of North Dakota, and apparently is no longer involved with Odney, but I'm sure he's going to make a phone call after these statements. There were rules written by the North Dakota Republican Party that only allowed certain people to qualify for the specifications that were needed to adhere to the contract that you were looking for. So you know what? You're talking about certain gender. You're talking about certain race. If I write a bill that Abby Miller is the only one that can hear, that can only one that can meet a contract because she's the only one with 50 employees and the competitor has 49, and I know that, and I write that bill, that is exactly what's going on. And I gave you an example, but I'm all for it. Let's make sure that people know, because when I think of cronyism, I'll tell you what I think of. I think of Jason Doctor. I think of the cronyism that went where he was able to purchase a building with his partners with already knowing he has the contract. And you know what? Nobody knew about it. If Wayne Stanjum doesn't die, if Tyler Axness and Joel Heitkamp and others don't ask for open records when it comes to Wayne's emails, we don't know this. If Drew Wrigley doesn't come forward to make sure that people know that they're $1.7 to $2 million short on a contract that the legislature issued, we don't know about it. That, ladies and gentlemen, is cronyism. Okay? Again, they're guilty. Let's go to 14. Support of religious freedoms. Really what they're getting into here is same-sex marriage. They're talking about and they're making sure that same-sex marriage isn't legal. They go into it where they give examples of where certain people say that there shouldn't be same-sex marriage. Whereas Justice Clarence Thomas noted in his dissent to the ruling, in our society, marriage is not simply a government situation. It is a religious institution as well. And it appears all but inevitable that the two will come in conflict, particularly as individuals and churches are confronted with demands to participate in and endorse civil marriages between same-sex couples. What religion is doing that? What religion is out there and being told you have to marry a same-sex couple? What they're mad about is some religions are marrying same-sex couples. They're going to revoke licenses. That's in here. The North Dakota Republican Party, in alignment with its platform, reaffirms the state's constituted definition of marriage as the union of one man and one unit. That's what this resolution does. That's what it says. What are you hurt by that? Explain that to me, because it's been around for a while now. How are you hurt by two people that are in love getting married? How are you hurt by two women getting married? I don't understand it. Where? How has this affected your life? How has this affected your marriage? How has it cheapened your marriage? How in the world has same-sex marriage in any way hurt you? Why do you care? You may not like it. Fine. You don't like it. But you're going to make it illegal? Why are you making it illegal? It's been around for a while, ladies and gentlemen. You know that now. I know same-sex couples who have been married. And you know what? They don't hurt me one bit. In fact, they're welcome at my campfire anytime, and they've been at my campfire many times. And you know what I find? I find two people in love. I find two people who want to spend the rest of their life together and adhere to the vows that they go by, that they committed, that they said. One of them isn't paying off a porn star. The friends that I have, they're adhering to the vows of their marriage. But I could care less about Donald Trump's marriages. I could care less. I care more about whether or not he's being blackmailed is what I care about. But tell me how same-sex marriage has in any way hurt you. Because you can't. You can't. I double dog dare any one of you to call into my show at 1-800-880 and explain to me how same-sex marriage has hurt you. Abby, we're not going to get any phone calls. No. They don't want to defend that with their voice. It's easy to type. This is our last one. American sovereignty and the United Nations. Basically, what they're saying is to withdraw. Here it is. The North Dakota Republican Party reaffirms our loyalty to the U.S. Constitution and to our national independence and hereby relays our elected representatives in Washington, D.C. to our directive to withdraw America's moral, political, legal, and economic participation from the U.N. We're getting out of the U.N., folks, according to the Republican Party in North Dakota. Do you believe that's the right thing to do? Do you know who United Nations, since it's been called, has come to help in war with? There's only one country. There is. There's only one country that they have said, you bet, we're sending our guys to help you out with that war. And that's the United States. We're the ones that declared war. We're the ones that are out there fighting a war. And the UN said, all right, we're in. We're committed to this. You've been attacked. 9/11. You need our help? We're in. That's what the UN is, ladies and gentlemen. It is a deterrent to war. Because you know what? If you punch one of us, you punched all of us. That's what the UN is. Do you remember this little thing that happened in the 30s and the 40s called World War II? Do you remember that at all? Do you remember what caused the genesis of the UN? One for all for one? You adhere to the rules? Why in the world would we get out of that? Why in the world would we get out of our allies helping and supporting us and us helping and supporting them? How many world wars have we had since the UN? Wait for it. I'll wait for it. How many? None. I'll help you with the answer. None. But we're going to get out of it. This is far right crapola. And I'll tell you what, the Republican Party should be ashamed of this.